Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
On this Wednesday here in Itty Bitty Plant City. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, and we are TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm all alone right now, but my co-hosts are going to be joining me soon, and we are going to be up close and personal with the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, Not Guilty Verdict Part 2. This is actually going to be an extension of the show that we started on Monday, just giving you another platform to kind of voice your opinions. This time we can include a little bit more dialogue where we're going to be talking about some of the feedback from the interviews that some of the jurors did and some of their comments that I found particularly interesting and some of the controversies and differences that were brought to light by some of the jurors that did those interviews. But on the other side of this, like I said, we're going to have our co-host joining us. Right now I'm going to give you something to think about. Our celebrities are definitely stepping up and voicing their opinions, whether it's verbally or financially, in support of Trayvon Martin and his family. And one of those artists is Raheem Devon, who we definitely love here at the TM Hyman Radio Show. This is a song that he wrote featuring Styles P from The Lox, Trigger Man, here on TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
I think all of us have to do some soul searching to figure out how does something like this happen. And that means that we examine the laws and the context for what happened, as well as the specifics of the incident. But my main message is to the parents of Trayvon Martin. You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon.
Coward, but you now know me to be on the color of my skin, color of my
trigger, man.
The world's in a dark place because of the hatred towards the dark face. It ain't a race car thing because it's not a car race. It's your place and my place. That'll make it our place. The tape runs deep before the 1800s. Wear a hoodie and they can kill you. That's the way they want it. And the man killed the boy. That's the way they hunting. And the cops with all the laws is the way they running. Homicide justified because of the skin tone. If they left us in Africa, we would have been home. Think of that sucker ass trigger man before you gonna kill a black little man. Insane world, but the things in. They gonna treat you different if you ain't got the same skin. And that element is whack. And the sad shit about it is the president's black.
Man.
Russell Davis was fatally shot and killed by a 45-year-old man by the name of Michael Dunn. Now, apparently, Michael Dunn was in Jacksonville, Florida for his son's wedding, and he pulled up next to a sports utility vehicle, a red car, and he noticed that the music was too loud. He couldn't handle the loud music. So he rolled down his window, and he asked the guys in the car to turn it down. Somehow, a verbal altercation ensued, and it gets to a point where Michael Dunn gets a gun and he starts shooting at the several black men in the car. Okay, 17-year-old Jordan Russell Davis was shot twice in the back of the neck and as a result died. Authorities say, Jacksonville police to be specific, say that there was no gun found in the vehicle. They were unarmed, so they don't understand why Michael Dunn shot into the car 8 or 9 times, killing an unarmed 17-year-old.
So he says, "Oh, I thought I saw a shotgun," except he
did. TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. It is 9:07 p.m. here in Plant City. 6:07 p.m., well, 6:08 p.m. in California. The time just changed. And I am joined by our dude, Sabe James, out there in the DMV holding it down. What it do, Sabe?
What's crackulating with you? I got my brew on my shot and ready for push-ups and shots tonight, son.
All right. He ready.
Yo, that last song, there's a remix to the joint with Styles P. I need to try to find that and get that for y'all. Yeah.
The remix of this already? Jeez, the song just came out like
that.
Yeah, I heard that.
They got the remix to the joint. Styles P on it.
Yeah, no doubt. So, shout out to Raheem Devon and Styles P. That was a good look. I've listened to it several times, and I really do like that song. It's sad about you know how I had to come out and the content behind it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I really do. It's a very nice song. So once again, we are up close and personal with the verdict, the not guilty verdict from the Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman trial. We're calling it part two because we actually started the dialogue on Monday where we just kind of touched on the wave of responsiveness that's come from all over, not only the United States, really all over the world, and not only from, you know, we'll say regular folks such as us, but we'll say, you know, celebrities and people with real meaning and voices, not that our voices don't mean anything, but celebrity voices who are also speaking out and sharing their feelings behind the verdict. And some are actually going as far as to boycott Florida or call for boycotts of Florida and, you know, hit the state where it really matters in the pocket.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because
everybody know that's a tourist attraction site, and, you know, if they're going to be a big show in town, they're going to get the brightest lights attract the most marks. That's what they told us in marketing school. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
They want to hit them in the pocket.
Hit them in the pockets. And some pretty big name celebrities that I've heard of, I've only heard of two, but, you know, the one that I'm going to name is pretty influential in a lot of areas, not that really people really recognize it, but Stevie Wonder has actually gone as far as to say he will not only not perform in Florida, but will not perform in any of the states that have the major league. And that's 23 states out of the 50 states that we have in the United States.
Wow.
That's pretty large. He's willing to, you know, pass up a pretty penny in several states to
he'd be good,
make
though, anyway.
A difference.
He ain't missing nothing. He'd be good.
I mean, I run by the adage that you can never really have too much money. So,
not to dig
you
it.
Know, in 23 states times the number of appearances that he could have had per state, you know, that's kind of saying something.
Yeah, I guess. I ain't mad at him for it, you know what I'm saying? Of course, that's kind of like how, like, in the movie Ray, you know what I mean? They boycotted Jim Crow joints or whatever. So, you know, I guess, you know, it's along the same parallels as that anyway. I'm not mad at him for it. You know, I ain't mad at him for it at all. You know, I'm glad somebody is, you know, stepping up and saying something. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Yeah, everybody knows Stevie Wonder. He's a household name. You know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
That brand is validated. Stevie Wonder brand is spoken for. You know what I mean? So.
Sure. Another celebrity, Eddie LaVert. He's also... mentioned that he's not going to perform in Florida. I don't know if he's, you know, on the same road that Stevie Wonder is as far as not performing in that many states, but he definitely did mention Florida that he wasn't coming here anymore. A little bit of a brighter note, though, I would personally like to give Tom Joyner, the, you know, big dog in the industry. I want to give him kudos. And must give him a round of applause for stepping up and offering Rachel Gentile, the young lady who was the last on the phone with Trayvon prior to that fateful night, offering her a full ride scholarship to any historical black college and university of her choice. I thought that made me feel very warm and fuzzy inside. Like, I'm normally not, you know, well, I'm not going to lie and say I'm not a softie because I am. But, you know, stuff like that on a regular basis doesn't move me. This really did move me. That was a wonderful gesture.
All right, tell her go to Clark. If you're listening, go to Clark Atlanta or Morgan State. I went to both of those.
Man, you're crazy. Go to Norfolk State, girl. Go to Norfolk State, baby. Right. Become a
Morgan State or Clark Atlanta, big. Promise you, never be the same. Ever.
Well, you have
in life.
You have several choices, Rachel, and the world is your oyster now, baby. Go out there and do your thing,
right,
and make those haters your motivators. That's what you do.
And you send them all a pitch your ass and tell them to kiss it. All of them.
Be nice, babe.
Okay.
We're trying to promote positivity now. We're trying to promote positivity.
Well, I'm trying to promote what you're really feeling and don't want to say.
You know what? You're right. You're right, because they treated her very,
so
very
mean.
Inappropriately.
So mean.
Very
so
inappropriately.
Mean.
And people are generally mean and hateful, but the internet and social media have given the people the cloak of anonymity to just be mean hyperactively. Yeah, and it was really uncalled for. And like I said, all you did was spawn a world of support for that girl, because, you know, we're not going to let you bully our girl like that and talk about her like she's crazy. So don't worry about it. We got her.
All of it.
Right. You want to get in the conversation with us, dial in 917-889-3926 and tell us how you feel about the not guilty verdict. And actually, what I want to jump into, and we'll do that, let's see, on the other side of this, I want to talk about some of the feedback from the interview, excuse me, the interviews that the jurors have actually done. I want to say there have been about two or three of them. Most notably the juror whose husband is an attorney. She did an interview on CNN with Anderson Cooper, and I want to talk about some of her comments and get your thoughts on that. Like I said, going to rock some new music tonight that was sent to me. And again, if you want to send in your new music for us to rock on the show, like I said, we'll give it a chance. Even if, you know, Madam Boston has her finger on the off button, we will let it run the whole time. Then we'll get feedback on it, and we'll see if we're going to keep it or, you know, if it's going to maybe go in the side file. But you can send it to us at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com or to myself at hotchocolate757@gmail.com, which is where I got this from. And this is Roll Up featuring Chinrilla and Bragamuffin. Let's go.
I like the title.
Yeah, nice, right? Yeah. I'm going to say this. I don't think that the track was mastered. I don't know.
He's trying to be nice.
I'm saying, because you know what I'm saying. That's my Twitter people and everything, and I'm not trying to discourage them, but I'm hoping that this other song that I have, Made County, by them, you know, is mastered a little bit better. It just didn't sound, and I can't blame it on the boards because any other song that I load comes through crystal clear. Like, and
so you're not
mastered, it's gonna show.
So you're trying to encourage them to do a better job then.
I'm trying to encourage them to maybe send me another track and hope that it doesn't sound like that, and maybe it's something, you know, through the file transfer. I don't know. I'm just saying I don't think I could get the full effect of the song because I couldn't really hear it.
Okay, so you're not saying anything like it. You're trying to be diplomatic.
I could not hear the song, so I did not say whether I enjoyed it or not because I couldn't really hear it. It sounded like there was too much of a bass to it, like, you know, like you're trying to blow the speakers out, but it ain't mastered correctly for me to even turn it past two.
I got you.
So
I'll use that next time that I'm not in too much approval of the track also. I don't think it was mad
okay,
to send me another copy.
I mean, you know, like I said, we're going to hope because he sent me two joints. I got another joint, you know, loading right now. So hopefully on the next go around it'll do a little bit better. But
see if you can make up for that one. may have to grant homie a mulligan. I hope so. Let's see if you can make up for that one, man.
I'm sure that we are up close and personal with the Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman verdict, not guilty verdict part two. Stop it, Dave. And if you want to weigh in, you can give us a call, 917-889-3926, and give us your thoughts on what you have seen going on in the news or read in the newspaper now. What I wanted to touch on, again, is some of the comments from juror, and let me get the number right. It's B, I want to say 26, I think her number is. But she is the female juror whose husband is an attorney. And some of her comments were just a little bit disturbing to me. Just based on all of the evidence and things that were kept out of the trial that I've done a little bit of research and delving and digging on myself. She was asked if she felt as though anything could have been done differently. And she said that she felt like it was Trayvon Martin who could have done something differently because he did not have to attack George Zimmerman. Now, I'm not sure where she feels like anyone, male or female, well, I'm going to say male mostly because that age bracket, for, like I said a couple of shows ago, for young men, they're trying to find themselves. So, of course, you're going to, you know, defend yourself. You're going to buck. Like, you know, you're not going to back down.
Yeah, you're at that age.
Right. So she confused me with that. She was asked if she felt if she would want to have George Zimmerman as neighborhood watch in her neighborhood. And she responded yes, because she felt like he cared because when the lady's house got broken into where he's neighborhood watch already, he offered to, you know, let her come, I think it was to his home, her and her family, or, you know, something or other.
He was trying to be.
I wouldn't doubt
that.
That's
all
that was.
I would
not even doubt that. Yeah.
He was trying to be.
I just really, I couldn't relate with what she was saying, especially when asked, she fessed up that she was one of the jurors that had him pegged as guilty before they started deliberating. And through the course of the evidence being presented to her, she flip-flopped. So, to me, then, this is just me personally, I think she may have been the holdout juror, or not even holdout juror, but the one that had the question about the stand your ground.
About the manslaughter charge, yeah, right.
Right, manslaughter. I've had arguments and discussions, and we'll call them passionate dialogues with people about the fact of whether or not I feel like she already knew about the stand your ground law because her husband was an attorney. I believe that when she was asked that, she said that her husband isn't in that field, so she didn't know about that, or that's not his specialty, I think she said. So if that's not his specialty, to me, that doesn't mean that you don't know about it and that
you don't know about the goddamn law, right?
Right, before even... After you were picked, before you were even picked as a juror, you may have wanted to find out what that law was about. Like, I just, I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I digress.
Yeah, I mean, she, you know, that's just baloney to me. And the thing about it, honestly, it's a culture. I would say it could boil down to being a culture. It could arguably be a cultural thing. Because if that's
right,
the way the conservative thinking and the pedestrian lifestyle that she may lead normally to lead somebody to think like that. But, you know, those that have not lived that life or don't live as close to the simple life as possible, you know, going to react to different stimuli differently. You know, anybody that,
right.
If she was to get followed through her own neighborhood, she's going to ask the dude, why are you following me if you're not doing anything? I mean, that's just, it's human nature. That's a reaction. That reaction gives a reaction. So, I mean, she can't
exactly
say that, but the way she's interpreting the course of events is through conservative eyes. You know, the suburbia life. I'm not saying like there's nothing wrong with it. You know, and that's just, it's just unfortunate that that one few decision, you know, was part of a catalyst to a chain reaction of events such as we've seen over the past couple of days. And
right.
But, I mean, you could really just kind of like, narrow it down, but I really believe my heart of hearts, that's just a cultural thing, you know, with the lifestyle that probably has been led all their life. But if not all their life, they've been living long enough to this point to forget, you know what I mean, what it may feel like to be on the other side of that fence if you haven't felt like that, you know. So it's, like I said, the decision maker, you know, in my opinion, was a little compromised from that exposure or lack of exposure, to say the least.
Lack of, I would have to agree.
Yeah.
I would definitely have to agree. And I didn't really consider it at first when I heard that all of the jurors were female, but it doesn't give, you can't relate to something that you've never experienced. So if you don't have any male jurors on the jury, none of them are going to know about being challenged and, you know, your testosterone at that age or, you
right,
know.
Right. Understanding what, you know, what the deal is in life.
Right. So unfair.
Yeah.
But again, if you want to weigh in with us, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to reiterate that fact that it's unfair. That's all. But if you want to weigh in with us, you can hit us up at 917-889-3926. It's 9:30 out here somewhere in the DMV. It's hot and
you just don't
want to
tell us where you are. You hiding.
Yeah, I don't like doing that. I like to remain anonymous as much as possible. you know, as like you said, all this stuff, this computer that's following us, you know, do something, at least turn your phone off. You can at least think that you're getting away with something. You know what I mean? Hint, hint, Aaron Hernandez.
Hint, 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 and don't be an imaginary player.
Yeah. I mean, like, I gotta be like the pioneer to this shit, you know? I was popping that crystal when a lot of y'all niggas thought it was beer and shit, you know? Wearing that platinum shit when all y'all chicks thought it was silver and shit. I gotta really be the pioneer to this shit, man. Bottom line. How to do it. Check. Yo, I spit that other shit. That's a nice motherfucker shit. Bedtime follow me around. Deep cover shit, nigga. You bear money. I'm all year money. I'm popping. You ain't got to count it. It's all air money. I never change money because niggas got strange money. Knocked up, marked up, fucked up in the game money. I got bail money. Double XL money. You got flash now, but time will reveal money. I spit the hottest shit. You need it, I got it shit. That downside masterpiece, bout it shit. I got blood money, straight up thug money. That brown paper bag under your mattress, drug money. You got show dough, little to no dough. Sell a bunch of records and you still owe dough. I got 996 plus FOMO dough. You crazy, you fugazi. I'm loco with dough, popo. Young cats acting like they slung caps, all in they dumb rap, talking about how they fun stack. When I see them in the street, I don't see none of that. Damn, playboy, what the fuck is the hum at? Where's all the ice with all the platinum under that? Those ain't Rolex diamonds, what the fuck you done to that? That rapping ass niggas, y'all funny to me. Selling records being you, but still you wanna be me. I guess for every buck you make, it's like 100 for me. And still you running around thinking you got something on me. But I done did it, and y'all wanna take my flow and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. Original, jig is the future flow, digital. Still busting the gap when shit gets critical. Sit it down, I don't want y'all to get it confused. I rip it down, like I ain't got nothing to lose. Now get it down. All fucked, niggas all struck. Your single was 99 cents, mine was $4. Last year when niggas thought it was all up, but this year I've done it again. Jigga, what the fuck? Niggas stop whining, jigga, still shining. Niggas kept complaining, so I cop more diamonds. Rock more Versace, ain't nothing sweet. I still throw a tree in your body, fleeing the party. Y'all can't go with me, nope, flow with me. Bet 50, not dollars either, I bought some dough with me. I flow like the 5 series, in various areas, and blow holes in your weak niggas' theories. It's funny how one verse can fuck up the game. You bought a 4.0, you better get your change. Ain't no platinum in those Cartiers, switch your frames. Ain't no manicures on board, then switch your planes. Yeah. And a 4.6, like 30 to 40 grand, cocksucker, beat it. You know, shit's even got leather.
You see this smoke, you see this smoke.
Blessings, blessings, my man. I see elephants tusks on the bow of a sailing lady, docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne.
boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil spill at BP ain't clean up. I'm anti, Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge his wallet. I don't even like watching pins in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Boat docked in front of a man picking cotton. Took a fleece, lay on my Jesus. Oh my God, I hope y'all don't get seasick. See me in shit you never saw. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all. Whole world's in awe. I crash through glass ceilings, I break through closed doors. I'm on the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant tusks on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Me and Tata's like Pablo and Papa. Winding dirt roads on mopeds, spilling open. Welcome to the Magnum Opus. The Magna Carta, the best son of the Dakota, yeah. On a holiday, playing strange fruit. When we make it to a Billy, I can't take the same route. Swoosh, that's the sound of the border. Swoosh, and that's the sound of a baller. Muhammad Hovi, my back against the rope. The black made back, I'm back inside the boat. Shepherd Ferry, they finally gave me some hope. Can't believe they got a nigga to vote. Democrat, nope, I'm so dope. Troubled waters had to learn how to float. On the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant tusks on the bow of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
What up, TM Hyman Radio Live. She is the very mature hot chocolate. Mr.
Always.
TM Hyman has joined us finally. Welcome back, sir. And I'm Save James. It is 5:38 in the a.m. out in Dubai. He's tossing it up right now somewhere. I don't even know.
You always got to do some old exotic location with your
hey,
time.
Man, you got to keep up with me, man. I'm light years ahead of y'all, man. You keep up with me. 917-889-3926. We gave you a double dose of Jay-Z right there. That brings from the old to the new. That was Imaginary Players, followed by Oceans with Frank Ocean. And
Ocean's joint is my song. If you could hear how I was murdering his part where, you know, he's talking about his tuxedo and the Basquiat show, and yeah, you don't even want to hear my version.
Yo, I finally got that Magna Carta, and I've been rocking out all day. So, big up the King
yes.
Hove. What's your verdict on it? You like it? I definitely do. You know, it's gonna be one of them classic joints.
We'll talk about that another day.
Yeah, we can talk about definitely. It again on Friday because Hope said he puts it in his number four. So I thought that was like very, very interesting coming from the man who made it.
I mean, but what he really focused on the business of it all. He focused on the marketing. And again, I mean, come on, who goes platinum in like a day?
other than King Hov. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That marketing and that business together.
That's peace and all. I could dig that and everything, but, you know.
In this day.
Is he dropping joints on there? That's all I'm saying. He's dropping joints on there.
I mean, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You know, I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying I don't like it. But, you know, it ain't no reasonable doubt. It ain't no blueprint. You know, it ain't even
I agree.
You know what I'm
saying?
I mean, you know, but that's what I'm talking about, the hype behind it. Everybody saying this is one of the best joints ever. It's like, the joint is dope. I'm not saying it's whack, but it's not touching none of his. Everybody saying it's like a classic. Classic is a very term that's been used loosely.
Yeah, it's a classic business.
You know what I'm saying?
Is what it was.
I'll give him that. I'll tip my hat off to him for that, hands down. I have nothing to say about that. That was genius.
For sure. Partnership with Samsung. But yeah, I personally would like to go through the whole joint on Friday, so I'm going to see if we can get it loaded and we can, you know, we can make it whole Friday, you know, on the Friday night cypher, because, you know, that's how we do. We can do what we want around here. But we still got about, 19 minutes left in the show, and you can give us a call and weigh in on our subject tonight, up close and personal, not purse, Regina, thinking about the wrong thing, shopping, okay? Up close and personal with the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, not guilty verdict, part 2, 917-889-3926, and somehow, in translation and transition, we've lost the general off the line, but hopefully he'll be back with us shortly. There's been all kinds of stuff happening on the board tonight, but, you know, we got it. We holding it down, say, me and you.
I do 2 hours solo. I fly solo from state to state, 2 hours.
Ow.
So I already know what time it is when it comes to that.
Shamik from 212.
Yes. You know about Shamik from 212.
Hey, watch that. I'm a woo goddess. Watch that. Don't mind that. We'll talk about that Shamik later.
They talk about that. Who's the champion? We know about that.
Yes.
No, I'm glad you said so. I'm gonna send that joint. You gotta play that the next joint.
I sure will.
You gotta play that. Who's the champion?
Sure will.
And I have the original Clue DJ Clue mixtape version when it was on 90 minute tapes. TDK's Max O. Okay.
Wow.
I got that version.
That's
here. Who's talking on it
for the archives?
Yeah, and, you know, you young listeners, 25 or none, they ain't going to know what I'm talking about right here.
Yeah, we're going to have to school them. Okay, so, Sabe, let me ask you this. I saw on the news today that because all of the charges have been dropped against George Zimmerman, that he has the right to his firearm back, but that he most likely, they haven't said that he hasn't come to get it yet, but that he most likely doesn't want it back. What do you think about that?
Well, look, man, all this stuff is baloney. He's going to say that for the sake of the media, he's getting his hammer back. You think as many people that want his head on the platter, you think he ain't going to get that hammer back? Please. He's going to probably go get some more. Anybody want that man head on the platter, man? You crazy?
Yeah.
He's getting that gun right back. Bet that. Book it.
He would look better having some sort of, you know, security. I'm not even going to say firearm or protection, because I feel like, you know, if he has it, that he's going to do it again. But he does need to have some sort of security or protection.
Right.
I did find it also very, very ludicrous that he has the galls, the balls, and the damn audacity, please excuse my French people, to want to bring about a civil suit against Trayvon Martin's parents.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yo, this is what I'm trying to tell you, man. They got the money to turn your lights out, and they're going to use it, B. As I was telling you, come down to the haves and the have-nots, man. What kind of slap in the face is that? You just add salt to the wound right there when you do that. It's you know, you don't think they've been through enough?
It turned my stomach.
You know what
I mean? Really did turn my stomach when I heard that.
Come on, man. You don't think you did enough? to haunt that family for the rest of their life, then you're going to do this. Come on, man. It's just,
forever.
It's just absolutely absurd. And that's what I was telling you, man. Like, you know, the more I see details and the head details come out, the more it just turns me off and even want to hear any more about it. Because it's a slap in the face, see? I mean, simply put, straight slap in the face and laughing at you type joint. You know what I mean?
It's things like that make it hard for me to tune into the information, because it makes me so emotional and passionate at the same time. Emotional first in the fact that, like you said, that it's like rubbing salt into an open, fresh, gaping wound. Like, my child has been dead for probably about a year, and now you want to sue me because you killed my kid? Like,
right.
What part of the game is that?
That's exactly. What part of the game is this? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like,
boy,
man.
Angus Black would say.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Like I said, it's just going to show of what's really, what's really on the hearts and minds of these people out here. And, you know, keep it funky with you. From what I recall, you know, in my readings and research, you know, of world and American history on my own, Florida was one of the last states to, like, kind of, like, not have open KKK rallies in their backyard. Like, Florida, I heard, you know what I'm saying, I've read and did some research on it. Florida was a pretty rough state when it came to this whole racial divide. You know, it was under wraps for a long, not under wraps, but I guess it wasn't talked about like the hot spots, like the Texas and the Mississippi and the Alabamas and stuff like that. So, you know, those are the hot spots. You know, when the sun goes down, it'd be at a certain area. That's not being funny. You better get the hell out of
right.
it. You know what I mean? So it's not to say, and that goes just to couple what I was, back to the point I was making, that, you know, Florida was one of the last, like, states to, like, really tone down on this open racism, you know, that has just been kind of rears ugly head over the past couple of days again. So, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, you got to remember, Florida, well, man, Florida stole one or two elections. Florida's a real state.
Who knows?
Like, they
to be honest with you, one that we really know of.
The one that we know of, that's what I'm saying. The one that we know of for sure.
Black.
Well,
huh?
Yeah, really, because they screwed the last one up too, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, be like, Florida, they do what they want out there. When it comes to this, you know, I ain't got nothing against the state of Florida. You know, whatever y'all build your foundation on and everything, that's y'all prerogative. I'm just saying, from the outside looking in, Florida do what they want when it comes to trying to control this, you know, this mindset that some people may embrace a little more. With a little more ferocity than others. You understand what I'm saying? So
it's unfortunate, but I'll have to agree.
The numbers don't lie.
Neither do the hanging chads or the pregnant chads or the chads that are missing completely.
That's all I'm saying, B. They try to do what they want when it comes to this racial thing or whatever. They make their point. They make
so general. Tell us what you think about these jurors that have come to the forefront and what they've actually been conveying.
I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's cool that the jurors, after that interview on Monday, they wanted to speak out. You know, they wanted to let the country know that's not how they felt. And me personally, it put a smile on my face because they recognized. You know, that statement that, you know, B-37 made about, no, I wouldn't have wanted him to be my watchman previously, but I think he's learned a lesson. What the hell lesson has he learned? I don't think he's learned a lesson yet, but I'm encouraged.
He's gonna.
And then, you know, you
he's
see
gonna.
How she came back. And she almost tried to clean up her statement, her being B-37. Since those other jurors came out wanting to separate themselves from her, she came back you know, to try to clean up her statement with CNN this morning. But we know who you
now.
Are, for real.
We heard
so,
you the
I mean,
first
I,
time, yes.
I love
yes.
the fact that one of the jurors was like, you know, I wanted to find him guilty of something
yes.
not under the law, you know. And so it goes back to Florida. St. James said he doesn't have anything against Florida. Well, I do. I do too.
I'm honestly considering my residency. I'm really reconsidering
you know,
my residency for myself and my family, to be
and
honest.
And I'll say this, you know, until, because Florida operates completely different, and you have to understand the makeup of Florida. The makeup of Florida is older people who come here to die, you know. So, I mean,
exactly.
These are people who have money. These are people who really, you know, I mean, they don't have problems. And so how could they relate, you know, to a Trayvon Martin and those that look like Trayvon Martin? They don't,
right.
But
right.
for the most part, you know. And so this is my thing. You know, we can't beat them. And so guess what? Don't join them. Stop visiting Florida. Stop spending your tourism dollars in Florida. Hit Florida in the pocket until they realize that you just do what you want to do, you know, and think that it's okay. You know, just stop visiting.
Right.
Stop spending your money here.
That's right. Give them a problem like ASAP Rocky would. We'll be right back. Joining us, you've missed a fantastic show, but you can go back and check us out on the podcast on our website, over 500 shows. I can't even tell you how many topics. I guess it has to be 500 topics, even though some of them might be repeats, like this show, which, again, was up close and personal with the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman verdict part two, an extension of the show that we did on Monday.
No doubt. Hey, y'all did a good job holding it down. That's what's up.
Thank you, thank you. You made the two bad kids get along and play nice for a night, huh?
Yeah. Part of the plan. I ain't no
fool. It was
fool.
A test,
I know
Dave.
This was.
It was a test.
Yeah, I know. I ain't worried about that, man.
Me neither.
I
was a little shook up
all
at first.
Situations.
But...
Yeah, I adapt to all situations. I'm a chameleon.
Yeah, I was a little shook
I'm
up.
I'm good
at
everywhere
first,
I go.
I must say it was very pleasant to hold the reins for the first half of the show along with you, so thank you.
You're going to make me blush over here. And it's hard because I got a tan. I'm bronze right now. My stuff look good right now. I'm about to curse. Ooh.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Not right now. Later. Okay.
I joined the tinted nice. I got a nice 35% on them right now.
917-889-3926. We got a couple minutes left in the show.
Yeah,
if you want to weigh in very quickly and stop Save from talking about his golden bronzeness right now. All right.
I'm just saying, sculpture of love, dude. They pray over this thing.
So, General, this is what I propose for Friday. I need someone to load all of the Magna Carta Holy Grail so that we can go through each song and we can all critique it and we can make it Jay-Z Hove night. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Friday night, that's what it's going to be on the Cypher. We're going to review Jay-Z's new release, Magna Carta Holy Grail, and we are going to hash out, debate, have spirited dialogue about whether we think it's a classic or whether we think it's a flop. And I've heard a lot of people go towards the flop side. I'm not even going to be funny. And I wanted to fight because Hov is my people. So
I mean, so let me clarify when I said classic. When I said classic,
please,
I mean, you know, not the best of the classics, but, I mean, it's Jay-Z. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be classic regardless, but it's not the best of the best. You know, I mean, that old school is the best of the best.
What Sabe and I have determined is that it was a classic business move. It may not have been classic material because
no doubt.
And this is just me, it feels rushed. Like, Versus needs to be a whole song. There's no reason why that song is like 45 seconds long. There was a bad decision that was made in that, and I don't think had he had more time to really think the process out that the album would be arranged the way that it is. That's just my personal thought.
Hey, yo, man, I'm saying this, B. I still say Kendrick Lamar got the best album of the year. And that joint came out like last year.
That was a tight record.
Kendrick Lamar's album is still the best album out right now.
I would have to agree. I'm about to cop that J. Cole, that Cole World, and
J. Cole. J. Cole joined his eye. I like J. Cole, but I just think what Kendrick did on that album was great. And that's just my opinion. I'm a story person. You got to kick stories to me with this hip-hop. I'm old school with this hip-hop thing. And that was a great story that was kicked through that whole CD.
All right. Hey. No doubt. Well, since I took the lead tonight, we got 45 seconds left. It has been a fantastic show, and I'm going to say for once, gentlemen, take us home.
Well, whatever you're going to do, if you can't be good at it.
All right, yo, check us back on Friday for Hov night inside the Cypher. Y'all be easy.
No doubt. I am very mature hot chocolate. He is the General T.M. Hyman, and he is the young boy, Save James. We miss
whatever.
You, Madam CeeLo Boston. Hope you feel better. TM Hyman Radio Live. Good night.
TM Hyman Live. 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 TM Hyman Live.